Hey, this is Bobby McGraw, and you're listening to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, thanks for being here today. This last Sunday, we talked about this idea of a courageous prayer. Have you ever noticed that oftentimes we pray the same things over and over and over again? Oftentimes they're broad, they are general, and oftentimes they're safe. What I mean by that is oftentimes our prayers are so generic that we would have no idea if God actually answered them. Well, one of my friends about 15 years ago said something that revolutionized my prayer life. He said, when you pray specific prayers, you get specific results. When you pray specific prayers, you get specific results. In other words, there is power in not necessarily long prayers, but simple, specific prayers. And so if you missed Sunday, I want to invite you to swing by my blog today, yourbetterstory.com, yourbetterstory.com. We've got Sunday's message posted there, but I want to take one little element and talk about it today on the podcast because this has been really helpful for me. And I call this the lies that we tell ourselves, the lies that we tell ourselves. The person that we lie to the most is actually ourselves. And that's why I love this prayer that comes from Psalm 139 and this one little phrase in verse 24 where David says, God, as you're doing all this, see if there's any offensive way in me. David is essentially asking, God, have I missed something in my life? Is there something underneath the surface I'm not seeing? Have my fears driven me to sin? Is there something that needs to be dealt with in my life? That is a great question. That is a wonderful question. Because sometimes the hardest person to lead is often ourselves, and the person that we lie to the most is ourselves. We think we've got it together. We think we're above reproach. We're quick to point at sins in other people's lives while we overlook the sin in our own life. And one of the great skills that every person can grow in is this idea of self-awareness. This idea of looking at our lives and analyzing it and growing as a person, because if we're not dead, then God is not done with growing us up. And so here are three questions that I've started asking myself, and I would encourage you to just at least consider these. Maybe not my questions, but something like them to help get underneath the surface and find out how you're really doing. Here's the first question. Number one, what am I ignoring? What am I ignoring? Is there some area of your life where people have been in love confronting you about? Maybe it's a theme that comes up every couple months, or maybe it's a theme that comes from several different groups of friends where they basically say, hey, I think you should think about this. I think this may be an issue. Whenever you're under stress, I see this happening. Or when you're with those people, I see this going on. See, if you hear this over and over and over again, if three or four people keep bringing this up in love, that is a great area to begin to say, maybe I need to pay attention to this, something that you've been ignoring. Here's the second question. Number two, what do I make excuses for? Ask yourself, are there things in your life that you try to explain away, that you try to rationalize? Maybe this is a gray area in your life where somebody's looking at it and they're saying, maybe you need to think about this, and you push back and you're like, I know, this may not be the best thing. This may not be the healthiest thing, but this is just how I am. This is how I cope. This is what other people do. It's not a big deal. See, that area that we make excuses for, that area that we rationalize may be an area that we need to pay attention to. Here's the third question. What do I overreact to? What are the things that when they come up, I just snap, I overreact? These are areas that you probably don't see coming. It's an area that maybe is undetected in your life up until this point. Then somebody asks you a question and you just go from zero to 100. You overreact. You go off. You get red-faced. You get defensive. That monster inside of you comes out. Now, I laughed when I said that, but honestly, these moments are some of our ugliest moments. And we didn't see them coming. We didn't know they were there. Oftentimes, we're embarrassed by them after the fact. But this is an area to pay attention to. See, when you work through these questions and you begin to ask them and say, what am I ignoring? What do I make excuses for? What do I overreact to? That as we ask those questions, we can begin to say, what do I need to do next? See, this was encouraged to me when I was a teenager. I heard somebody talking about the power of keeping a short sin list. The idea of not allowing junk to accrue, because the more stuff accrues in our soul, the deader our faith feels. And the longer that we keep that list of crud in our life, the harder our heart becomes. And so it's in those moments that it's harder to hear the voice of God. It's in those moments that it's harder to know the will of God and to even feel the presence of God. And so if that's where you're at today, if this rings a bell at all with you, would you stop today and ask these three questions and then give God the space and the permission to begin to bring them to the surface? Now, the reason why we do this is not to beat you up. This is not for guilt trip purpose, but this is so that you can reconnect in an intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father. See, the reason why God would do any of these things, the reason why God would do any of this that David prayed in Psalm 139 is because he loves you and he wants absolutely what is best for you. Well, hey, I hope you have a great day today. Remember, swing by my blog, yourbetterstory.com. We've got the replay of Sunday's message posted there. And if you have a comment or something you'd like to add to that conversation, I'd love for you to just drop me a note on Facebook, and you'll see the link in the post that goes with today. But hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.